Caroline Hennessy.
Kristen Jensen. Well, it started off very small, just to get a few food bloggers together for dinner. And then when we mentioned it to Donal, he was very enthusiastic about the idea. Said, we'll do you a special menu, we'll look after you. Next thing we knew, it's like, we'll ask your man McDonald's to do a bit of butter making. What about Ed Hick? Would people be interested in seeing fresh black pudding? And that is when I think it all really took off, once the black pudding became mentioned. And then that's when people, I think, started coming on board themselves rather than us asking them necessarily.
And Karen, how would you characterise the overall theme of what's going on here and the kind of people that you've got to give these demonstrations?
I suppose the theme really is all about local food. And it doesn't matter, you know, we're in Inishowen, and so a lot of the things are local to here, but also it's about you appreciating what's local to you. The people that are here today are a real mixture. We have food producers, we have people who just enjoy eating, we have food journalists, we have kids running around the place, and it's fabulous.
Gretchen, this has come from the organisation, the association that you set up with Caroline, but just explain what it is and what the purpose of it is.
Caroline called me in August saying, I wanted to talk to you about an idea. Thinking about starting an association, I said, I don't believe it. I was going to say the same thing to you. We were thinking along the same wavelength. And just because it's like there was enough people out there, like, let's bring everybody together in one place and on one website. So there's a list of all the blogs, anybody who wants to, this is where you can find all the food blogs in Ireland.
And I can't help noticing the obvious fact that you're not from Ireland originally, that Imen isn't from Ireland originally. And do you think in some ways it took people like yourselves with a kind of enthusiasm and a fresh eye for what is good about Irish food to come in and stimulate this?
I'm just a name behind an avatar online, and it's like, what's going to happen when I open my mouth and people find out there's an American behind this Irish festival of food? Grass-fed beef here, it's just the way it is. We take it for granted. But in America, that's a premium. It's sought after. It's very high-end product. I look out my front window, because I live in the countryside, and I see the cows grazing. That's something we don't take for granted necessarily, because in America it's the feedlots and it is so much more immediate here.
What about you, Caroline? I mean, do you think it did take other people with fresh eyes to come in and sort of enthuse, as you do so well with Imen, and, you know, really sort of in some ways state the blindingly obvious, which is we have cows that are eating grass outside, you know, the stuff that we all take for granted.
Well, when I started, my blog is called Bibliocook, and when I started it, I was living in New Zealand, and I was like Kristen. I was like a strange person in a strange place and looking around and saying, oh my God, look at all this food. Amazing, amazing food. Having come back from New Zealand and seen what they had done, what's been amazing for me has been seeing the growth of Irish food blogs and Irish interest in Irish food. Look at the black pudding that we were trying here today. You know, black pudding, you know, people are going, oh yeah, black pudding, yeah, sure, every butcher has it. But not every butcher makes it with raw blood, not every butcher makes it with the kind of passion and love and dedication that we've seen here today.
How easy do you think it is for tourists coming into Ireland to access the kind of food that we are seeing here today?
I think that is a problem. It's great if you have the Bridgestone guides, and I keep it in my car if I'm ever going around the country, but that's because I know about the Bridgestone guides. But if you're just going to roll up to any old place, it is a bit hit or miss.
I do think the Bridgestone guide is your first port of call. I think I'm like Kristen. I travel with it in my car. They've never let me down. And you know, when you're going around and you can see the logos and the places, you're just going, yep, I'm definitely going there. Or you'd nearly pull up the car to go back to it. And I also think to tap into the bloggers network.